All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, all the keyboard warriors crying about Wharton getting snubbed are talking absolute bollocks, okay? That's exactly why Tuchel's not wrong to bring Henderson to the 2026 World Cup, full stop. I'd pick Henderson on the bench over three flashy young midfielders who can't handle tournament pressure any day of the week. Anyone who says he's just a cheerleader has never spent 10 minutes around a tournament camp. They have no clue what goes on behind the scenes.
Hang on, mate. That's nonsense. The data says otherwise. Look at the underlying numbers this season. Henderson's XA per 90 is half what Wharton posted for Palace across the same stretch. You're seriously telling me a 35-year-old who was getting subbed off knackered in Saudi 18 months ago is more valuable even off the bench? Come on!
Oh, come off it. No one's saying he's starting, for crying out loud. Think of your local Sunday league team, innit? You don't start the bloke who organizes all the fixtures and gets everyone to show up on time up front, but you don't win a cup without him, do you? He's the glue, not the fucking centerpiece. Tuchel called him his old oak for a reason, right? He's keeping Bellingham grounded, sorting the lads out when they're being daft in camp. All that stuff doesn't show up in your stupid spreadsheets, does it?
Objectively speaking, you're overstating that leadership bollocks so hard it's not even funny. I've got a source at Carrington, by the way, who says when Henderson was on loan there for half a season, no one even spoke to him in the canteen the first 3 weeks. And before you jump down my throat, reports out of China earlier today said senior players pushed for him. But come on, half those lads are his mates from the 2018 squad. Of course they'd vouch for him.
Your source at Carrington is the bloke who sells pies outside the ground? Don't lie to me. We ripped into you for that garbage Ten Hag sacking take for three whole episodes after Christmas, remember? You said your so-called Carrington source told you Ten Hag was getting the boot last Christmas, and he's still there, mate. Anyway, the Saudi stint is actually a plus. He knows how to handle the heat, right? And let's be real, it is the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say, not normal at all, blowing up over nothing like usual about the North American summer heat he's already used to.
Wait, no. Fair play on the heat point. I'll give you that one. But you still can't tell me he's more than a cheerleader if he doesn't play a single minute the whole tournament. Tuchel's just avoiding the whole Beckham 2010.
Aye.
Situation where no one took him seriously because he was on the staff instead of the squad.
Right? You want to put money on that then? 20 quid says Henderson gets at least 45 minutes across the group stage, and England don't have one of those silly camp drama leaks that plagued him at Euro 2024 if he's there. If I lose, I'll buy you a pint next time we're down the pub. If you lose, you have to stop pretending you've got a source at Carrington for a whole month. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.